Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, awesome. Hold on one second. Can you still hear me? Hold on one second.
Yes.
Excellent. Is this Tim?
Yes, it is, sir.
Welcome back to the fitness to the F-World headquarters, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Tired,
excellent.
But good.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, it's been a little while since we had you on, you know, it's been a little bit. So what's been going on with you in the meantime since last time we had you on? Anything exciting?
Good things, bad things, you know. My old car, the engine blew up on it. We got a new car. We should be picking it up any day now. So Monsomania will be its baptism of fire when we drive down to Cherry Hill.
Oh, boy. That's exciting, huh? What'd you get? Anything good?
Kia Forte. I've been sticking with Kia. So this will be our fourth car with them. They've done us all right, and they're good. I think they're good quality cars. I usually get the Rio, but I think they're phasing the Rio out, and the Forte is actually bigger. So I like the idea of getting a larger car because the Rio is their Econo car. It's kind of small, and the Forte is, I think, is of like their mid range car. Like their really big car is the Optima. But the mid-range is the Forte. So I'm like, I'm kind of happy I can kind of, you know, take it one step up.
Sure. I get that. I mean, eventually your kid's going to be taller than we are. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need something to fit him in. Yeah, I bet. I know how it goes.
This time next year, he'll probably be driving me down to the Cherry Hill.
Right? Yeah, I know. Kids, you tell them not to get taller, and they do anyway. You can't stop it, though, can you?
Yeah, I know. They're disobedient little brats, man. They don't listen to us.
I know. You know, we're going to teach them, though. At least we're teaching them the right way. We, you know, giving them the love of horror movies and stuff. At least we raised them right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I let people know that we're going to be, you know, I told people you're going to be coming on, basically, to help us kind of talk about. On air, we're going to be kind of planning out our trips together, if you don't mind, and just kind of giving people idea of how we – now, we've talked about it before, kind of what to do in preparation, but now we're about a week away. Can you believe it's a week away?
I know. Week from Thursday, we're going to – this time a week from Thursday, we're going to be there, man.
That's crazy. I mean, just time flies.
Hanging out in the lobby, man, saying hi to people.
Oh, man.
I cannot wait.
Now, I know it's
it's always going to have a special place in my heart.
It is. It's an unofficial family reunion, as I called it.
Yeah.
Actually, before you would have loved it earlier, I made a reference, and I had to show my age. I said, you know, Monster Mania is the Cheers of horror conventions. It's the Cheers of horror fans. That's what Monster Mania is.
Where
everyone knows everyone kind of knows everyone, same kind of group, everyone's welcoming, hey, how you doing, you know, and that's kind of how it is. It's like Cheers.
Just
I had
like
to show my age,
back in the day, man. You show your age, man. I was around when they aired the last episode. So I was there when they aired let me put it this way. I watched the pilot episode when it premiered. On NBC.
You win. I won the challenge.
That stuff.
I was in the bar the last time it closed. Well, just before it closed. Cheers. That was fun.
The Cask and Flagon? Oh, wow, yeah.
They had a challenge. Yeah. It was like the Norm Burger. If you eat the burger, technically, it wasn't a food challenge. I basically called them out on it. It was in preparation for Monster Mania. I used to get together with some other people who turned out to be kind of not the nicest people to hang out with at Monster Mania. But anyway, we used to plan ahead of time. So we were at Cheers, and they had a thing. It was the Norm Burger, and they said, we dare you to finish this burger. if you dare someone, if you dare me to do something, you better be able to back it up. What do I get? So I, you know, I beat the, I ate the burger in like 45 minutes. I was hungry. I said, so what do I get for this? I ate the burger, the fries, you know, even little pickles and everything else. So what do I get? Oh, I don't know. We never had anybody do it, they said. So they had to get the, so on the cuff, they had to make stuff up. So like they gave me a mug and then I think they gave us our food free and, you know, fun stuff.
Oh, that's nice stuff. Yeah. It's always fun when you get to do something like that.
Sure. So, yeah, but we're a week away, and it's been a little while since you've been there, right? You, when was the last time you were there? A couple years ago?
I would say I think my son was 3 going on 4, so at least 3 years.
Oh, wow. Well, it'd be nice to have you back. Yeah.
Well, 2020, nobody went. None of the shows happened
went
in 2020.
Anywhere, right?
We were thinking – I think we were planning on doing the March show in 2020, and then that went under, and which is to be understood because of, you know, Captain COVID.
Yeah.
But but like I said, the last couple of years we just didn't go because it's just like I said, Monster Mania is a great show. It's always going to be my premier show. It's always going to be my favorite show. But the show is really crowded. And
yeah, it has been getting it. Yeah.
That's kind of hard. He gets the great celebrities. He's got the best dealer's room. It's just it's hard to get to see some of the celebrity stuff because there are so many people there. It's
it's
ridiculous how many show up at
it's
the show.
Sure. It's got a lot bigger. Did you know that they added that convention hall show in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I heard that. It's like some open, it's like some kind of flea market type place that they have them at now. It's an outdoor thing. That was the brainstorm I think he had during the COVID. He was able to pull that off when he was, you know, because he couldn't have it indoors. Nobody would want to have an indoor show. So he had it at this like, this kind of outdoor venue kind of place. And I think they had like flea markets. Somebody was telling me it was like they had flea markets or something there.
Yeah, they did that once. And I guess now they're inside an actual convention hall in Oak, Pennsylvania. Because I guess they went to I guess that was the plan for, they did have that open ass thing. And like they had like four shows last year just because, you know, make it up for it, But had one inside convention hall. Like an actual convention hall from Monster Mania. I had a guest on the show may have seen throughout the hallways of Monster Mania, Sean, who's one of the people who go, he's like one of us. He's always at all the shows.
He
actually was telling me that he went to that show. He was telling me that, you know, it was nice because it was really big and with a lot of open spaces. Like it was easier to organize because all the celebrities are kind of right there. But he said he wasn't sure if it was because it was new or whatnot, but there wasn't a lot of vendors there at that point. But also said that the hotel basically is still a little bit more homely. You know what I mean? It feels more like Monster Mania than this convention hall that he told me. It was on the show here that he talked about it. So that's the only way I know about it because I didn't get to go to that one. So anyway, so Monster Mania is a week away, so where are you at versus where I'm at? What are you preparing to do right about now so people know? What stage are you in?
Right now, it's a holding pattern. It's a waiting game. You know, the car situation almost threw us for a loop that we weren't, a bad enough loop that we weren't going to be able to go. But we were able to secure a new car relatively quickly.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing a rental and stuff like that, but we're like, we got to get a car. That's priority. We can't get a car. You know, we got to get that before, you know, before conventions and stuff like that. You know, that's money that we have to spend.
Right.
So that was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, for most of it, it's like, you know, like I'm already packed. I'm that guy. When I talk to the wife and we set up, it's like, this is the laundry before the con. She's like, yeah, okay. So then I pack everything I'm going to bring to the con after that laundry. So my stuff is ready to go. I could walk out the door tomorrow morning and be on my way.
Right, right. That's awesome. That's how we, that's how we do it right there.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm kind of, like I said, I don't like waiting until the last minute. I'm not a last minute kind of guy for stuff like that. I hate last minute stuff.
Definitely not. Oh, absolutely. You know?
We committed to Monster Mania back in November, you know. It was kind of like, yeah, we're going to do Monster Mania this year, you know.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the logic. We're like, yeah, we're going to do the Monster, we're doing Monster Mania this year. So, you know, we're like, my wife and I committed to that back in, like, November or October,
right.
I think we did. I forget when I rented the room before the rate came out.
Yeah,
and then they upgraded me and gave me the Monster Mania rate.
Sure, because
that's how early I did it. So
right, you got to do that. Otherwise,
2 months ago. Yeah.
Yep, you gotta. Now, which tickets did you get?
Just the early bird ones.
Yeah,
I don't do the VIPs anymore because it's like the line cut isn't as big a deal for me.
Right.
I did it 1 year, the year he had Kate Beckinsale there, and we cut the line for that show.
Yep.
And I was just like, you know, it just wasn't worth the money.
Yeah.
It just really wasn't worth it.
Especially if you're patient.
So,
you know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You plan it out. You pick your celebrities. You go for the ones that don't have the huge lines. I'm kind of happy he's got a Dexter, because most of the people I want to meet are not part of the Dexter thing, the Dexter reunion he's doing.
Me
so
neither. Is
I'm
that
like,
funny how that works?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that the lines for the people I want to meet are going to be like, oh, they're trying to meet the guy who plays Dexter. I'm going to click over here and see the folks from Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's actually a few people there. Actually, you know, Dave, every year, man, I tell you, I always send him my birthday request list. I think I talked about that before. You know, a lot of people always wonder, you know, whenever you request guests at these various, you know, conventions, does anyone ever actually read them or how serious do they take them? Well, you know, I was bored. So I said, you know, Dave, instead of just sending you my list of people this year, because every year I always give them my kind of birthday guest list of people who I'd like to meet for my birthday. Because as you know, March is always my birthday celebration. Because that's what I do basically in March. And so when I go down, you know, he always likes to have a few of the people on my list. But what I did this year, because I was bored and I needed to use my creativity, instead of sending him just the bland list, I sent him like a picture list like I normally do with my autographs now. Because what I do is I make the custom autographs, because sometimes you go up to someone and you don't know what, you know, they might have 7-8 pictures. You can't choose which one. So I said, you know what, I'm going to make one that's going to be for me. And then what I also do is I have another one that's a little smaller, and I give that to them as like a thank you, basically. It's kind of like I don't obviously get anything for it. I just give it to them because I feel like I owe it to them. Do you know what I mean? And actually, Monster Mania in August, I did that, and some people were so taken back by it, they gave me like free pictures and everything else. Really good people, you know? Like Amanda Beers, for example. Amanda Beers was really, really thrown off by it. She really enjoyed it. Amanda Beers, you know, Marcy Darcy.
Yeah.
She loved
it. Yeah.
Of course, Bill Moseley.
Also, Fright Night.
Yeah, Fright Night, exactly. A lot of people don't know that, though. Of course, Monster Mania, we don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course.
You know, and things of that nature. But it's a lot of fun, and I was happy that, you know, when Dave started throwing out the list, and I know who requested that, and there's, you know, several people are there because I know I asked Dave for it, so I thank them for that. But actually, I got some big news for you. I don't know if I told you this, but did I tell you that I crossed over, so to speak? This is exciting stuff. I'm going to be joining the ranks of the likes of the Hagans and so forth. I don't think I've been able to tell you that yet. Yeah, I'm actually working Monster Mania from now.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited, and this is my first year doing it, and you know we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But
let me know, because you know that's something I always thought about doing, being one of the volunteers. You know.
Yeah,
I had so much fun walking around.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? Is normally I do that too. You know what I mean? I do it every year for my birthday and stuff. But I was thinking about it over the years. I'm like, Dave's always given to everyone over the years. Look, my birthday and everything else. And I said, you know what? It's about time I give back. You know what I mean? I've been with Monster Mania coming as a fan for so long. Their volunteers do a great job, and they needed the help. Yeah. And Dave's always there to, you know, make us, the fans, happy. So the least I can do is volunteer some of my time when I'm going to be there anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
no kidding. Yeah, yeah. So it's not a bad thing.
So I'm going to be working there starting this year, starting in March. But we still get to hang out
and
all that stuff. Yeah, so we're going
to
have we're going to still be seeing you. It's not like you're not going to see me there. I'm still there. And I'm still coming in on Thursday because I'm not stupid. And we're also staying at Crown Plaza, so we'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, cool. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. So now, who's on your guest list? You said the Ash versus Evil Dead people.
Yeah, Dana DiLorenzo and God, why do I always forget Pablo's Ray Santiago. Good Lord, man, that's terrible. I don't know.
Right?
I could tell I'm tired because I'm going to be name block. My mind is going to name block a lot of people because like that.
That's okay. I went to the full guest list earlier, so you're good. I got you.
Yeah.
I think people know.
Thor Birch, I'm thinking about Anthony Michael Hall, especially after the great job he did in Halloween Kills. I thought I said this to people. I don't want to give any spoilers out for the movie if you haven't seen it and stuff. So I don't want to say what happens. But
if they lived under a rock,
something happens in the film.
Maybe.
I know. Okay, so spoilers, everybody. Anthony Michael Hall plays Tommy Doyle. The only thing I was pissed off about Halloween Kills is that they killed him at the end of the film.
Yeah,
so,
right.
That was the one thing that ticked me off. I'm like, why? He's on my list. James Remar, even though he's part of the Dexter crew, for me he'll always be because I'm such a Walter Hill freak. I've got like almost every Walter Hill movie, and one of my top five films favorite is The Warriors.
Right,
he plays
right.
Ajax in The Warriors,
sure.
So that was that's a big deal for me to get to meet him.
Right,
and I'm trying to think. Off the top of my head, see, 2, 4, 6, yeah. There's a couple of other ones whose names are escaping me because I don't have the list in front of me, like the list of the celebrities in front of me. For the sake of my son, the kid from Ghostbusters.
Oh, Podcast.
Who played Podcast from Ghostbusters.
Tim Lee is his name.
My son saw, yes, my son saw Ghostbusters, and he's like, he loved it. And when I told him, I said, hey, Tommy, guess what? He's like, what, Dad? I said, you see that kid? You see Podcast? He's like, yeah, he's going to be there at the convention. He's like, mind blown. That's what he said to me when you freak him like that. He says, mind blown. But yeah,
awesome.
So we're going to – and I'm probably going to get Ernie Hudson. I've met Ernie Hudson. I've got his autograph, and for some reason, the ink he used faded on the picture.
Yeah.
So I want to go and get, I'm going to get a replacement autograph for Ernie Hudson.
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to be there with you because those are the people I'm looking forward to because they're there because I asked them for it. Tell Tommy he's welcome.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of my thing. I was hoping, you know, a few others, but you know what? Hey, I'm happy with who they got, you know? That's cool.
Yeah. There's like eight autographs. I don't go to shows and get a lot of autographs because I've been you're in the same boat. We've been going for so dang long.
Who haven't you met yet?
It's rare to see a show when you've got six or seven people you want to actually go and meet.
Usually
it's one or if you – I judge a show as pretty good. It's like if they're one or two.
Yeah, right.
Like the last show I went to was in Virginia, and I remember they had Michael Carre there, who was in like Streets of Fire and Eddie and the Cruisers, you know, great actor. And I was he was there, and I think Al Leong was there, who's like he was like the every guy. He was the Asian bad guy in like every 80s film.
Right.
And, you know, so there were the two. I was like, I was so thrilled. I'm like, oh, this show's got two of them. Yeah.
Right.
So I was so happy to meet those two guys. It's so funny now. But then I look at Monster Mania, and it's like, now the question is, this can we get near them? That's just how bad is the line going to be to get to them? That's
right.
always the, you know, I'm like I said, I'm hoping for fingers crossed that everyone's going to be obsessing with Dexter, that the lines won't be too bad. I think the worst lines I think would be for Dana and Ray, because they're such fan favorites. People love them.
Yeah.
Everywhere
yeah.
they go. So
I tend to agree with you. I think that the Dexter thing is huge. I think the guy who plays Dexter himself, what is it, Michael C.
Great
Hall?
Actor.
This is also his very first convention, I think.
Yeah.
According to them, it's their first convention. This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Steve Dorff, too. Steve Dorff, this is his first con, too.
Yeah.
Which surprises me because Steven's been in it he's been in the genre for a while. So to sit there and see Steven Dorff show up.
I feel like I've also seen his name before, I feel like. But I might be wrong. I might be confusing with other Dorffs.
You know, you might have. He might have just bailed. He might have just bailed on the show before.
There's a bunch of those.
Devin Sawa from Idle Hands. And if you have not seen it, the recent film, it came out around Christmas time, the horror comedy Black Friday. Holy crap, he was so good in that film.
Devin
Sawa, Black Friday.
I'll go check that out, definitely. I've actually been a fan of Devin Sawa, and also semi-jealous of him, too, because I used to like to give him a hard time for, you know, cheating on my ex-wife. And I used to have a thing for Christina Ricci, and he was with Christina Ricci like 2 out of 3 of the movies, and he got to kiss her twice, so I was always not too happy about Devin Sawa. But, you know, over the years, people like him, Thora Birch, and people like that are people who grew up in my era. I mean, Thora Birch, I remember seeing her in Harvard Square, because she went to school at Harvard back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to see her there all the time. But, Devin Sawa...
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how that works. It's a small world.
Yeah, I remember her from American Beauty. That's always was the film where I was just like, that in the movie The Hold that she did with Keira Knightley before Keira Knightley became queen of the corset.
Right.
You know, the big budget corseted pictures. She's one of those actors. She reminds me of Richard Brake. No matter what movie you put her in, she's going to lift the piece up. And a lot of times she can be the difference from a movie stinking or a movie being great.
That's how important
it is to cast. You know, casting is so important in that regard. And she is one of those actresses that really elevates everything she's in. So it's going to be a great treat to see. It's because she's not a typical horror person. I'm hoping that she's another one that doesn't have a big line. I'm expecting big lines for Anthony Michael Hall. I'm expecting big lines for Dana DiLorenzo and Ray Santiago. Yep. I'm expecting that. But some of my other ones, I'm hoping I can slide under the radar. They'll slide under the radar a little bit, and they'll be able to get to them relatively easily and quickly.
Well, you know what you want to go on Fridays. You know that. You know, Fridays is where you want to start. So, you know,
Fridays or Sundays. If you got the time on Sunday, Sunday's also not a bad day to do it. Because,
As long as you know the people are still there, that's the only issue.
Because some people, it's like I went to Amon's, like I said, I went to Amon's the Mania, and Meatloaf was there, Dolph Lundgren was there, and I was just like, I saw those lines all week, and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to get near any one of them. You know, so. And so, like I said, it's just like one of those things. It's just like, and that's always disappointing when you're going.
Yeah.
I try to tell people. It's like sometimes you got to suck it up and realize you're not going to get the guy or gal. You may not be able to get them unless you're willing to sacrifice most of the day
time
to do it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's all about how much you can look at and say, I can stay in line and get this one person, or I can get in line and get one or two other people.
That's right.
Because they have much less lines. I can only
do
one or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100% correct.
You know,
a lot of people don't know.
Because the year that Dolph Lundgren and Meatloaf were there, I had a choice. I could get one of them, or I could get, I think it's Nick Princip, who was in Halloween, the original Halloween. He played Michael Myers in the original Halloween.
Yep.
And the Soskett sisters were also there. I'm like, yeah. I could get their autographs, or I can spend the whole day getting one of the two autographs because I can't get both of them. There's no way that the lines are so messed. They're going to cut the line. By the time I get in the other line, they're going to cut it, and they're going to say that we're done.
Yeah.
It happens.
You know it. Sure. Now, let me ask you something. If they were to take away the professional photo ops, do you think that would be better for the show, or do you think it would be – or do you think they should just leave it as is, in your opinion? You do a lot of various shows. You also remember Monster Mania before the photo ops.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, I don't do the photo ops. I don't do them. But I don't think they take away from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they take away from the show. I just think that I don't think they hurt the show, and I don't think that they – I think they help the show. I think they bring more people to the show, so that helps make more money, and so be it. Yeah.
He gets
more tickets sold because people get a professional photo. But some people, that's a big deal. You know,
right.
That's a big deal. They get their autograph they get to put on the wall is that them meeting that person that they want to meet.
Right. It's true. It's exciting.
Yeah. And
so now,
like I said, I've done them in the past. I never liked the way they turned out.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I don't do them. I'm not fond of them. I'm not fond of I did it one time. I went and got I went to a sci-fi show,
mm-hmm.
and they had Jewel State there from Firefly.
Oh, okay.
We got a professional photo with her. But the lighting was all terrible, and it just painted the way the picture looked, and he had no control over it. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm here. I'm listening. I 100% agree. I know exactly what you're talking about. Are you there? I hear you.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. No worries. You're good.
Yeah. I hated the way the picture turned out. So most my wife did. And we never show it to anyone. I don't even know if we still have it. Because like I said, I mean, for the longest time, I'm like, no, I'm not throwing it away. I paid a lot of money for this stupid thing. But I'm not going to throw it away.
Right. No, I understand that. It gets kind of interesting. I guess for me, I always was a fan of like the table photo op thing for me, because I feel like that's a little bit more personal than the quick in and out, you know, snap and go kind of a thing. I don't feel like that's personal at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like the table photo is usually what I tend to. I don't mind doing that. Do you know what I mean? Even if they charge me for the photo op like everyone else does now. Where, before in the day, it used to be just, you know, a regular thing at Monster Mania. You get an autograph, you get a picture. Some people still do that, by the way, not everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of the regulars do that still. But a lot of the newer people, they don't know, you know, and that's what they go by. So I guess for me, that's what kind of took it away from me, is that I think it took away that whole personal thing at the table, you know. But it is what it is. So if people like it, it's there, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean that's it. That's the whole thing. I mean, if the thing is I know people who do this. I know people who live for the photo op. When Sean Astin was at Monster Mania, I had two friends that came just to meet him. They got the photo op, and then they each got a copy of the photo op, and then they got in line and got him to autograph that unique picture, and that's what they loved about it. They're like, this isn't just him dressed up as Samwise Gamgee or as the guy from Stranger Things.
Right.
He's in his street clothes, but he's with me. He's standing next to me.
Yeah,
that
that's
made
cool.
The autograph more. That and I think that's why some people, I think a lot of people, that's why they do the photo ops. Or they just collect those photos.
Yeah, why not?
Instead of getting an autograph, get a photo.
Yeah.
Which is more personal to you? I like the autograph.
Right.
But I can
Me
understand
too.
if somebody else, like say you, say if this, you know, just as a, like, this is a, you know,
example.
What if, but say you, an example, thank you. Say you and you'd rather have a picture with the person.
Right.
You know, Because I remember when Shawn Michaels was at Monster Mania. I remember you got, I think your wife got a pitch, got a photo op with him. And I'm like, I can understand that. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I did that for her. That was her birthday present, because that was like her hero, and I knew that was important for her. So she did. But in return, she's also the one who got me the picture with Meatloaf too. Which, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have even met Meatloaf. That was probably my most miserable Monster Mania. That one, and that was because remember that was when you know I was banking on my tax reform, my tax stuff to come back in time. And it never did that time, so. I was heated show, but, you know, my wife at least, you know, and you guys and people who knew the situation were good about checking up on me and whatnot. So I appreciated that. So if it wasn't for the people, I wouldn't have gotten through that show at all. And my wife, of course, who made sure I met Meatloaf. But actually, she also is responsible for meeting my ex-wife, too, which was also interesting because she was also with that show. There's something about being in the picture between your wife and your ex-wife. It's different, you know. It was funny, though. It was enjoyable, though. It's great. But I owe a lot to her. She did a lot of help me there, and I got her to meet me, Shawn Michaels. No big deal.
I mean, like I said, that's a good thing. Like I said, I mean, I bet if I had a photo op with, like, Kurt Russell or somebody, I would jump at it.
We all have
that like alpha that we would love to have like that picture with. So,
of course.
You know, and so that's kind of like, that would be like my big one, you know, be like, that's Kurt Russell. You know, I do a photo off of that.
Now for me, I think I kind of enjoy having the both spectrums at the table kind of a thing for myself. But, like, what I like about what you said there is exactly that. There's two different kinds of things. Some people like just the autograph. Some people just like the picture. Like, my wife, for example, she's okay with just getting pictures because she's not good with, like, you know, actual inanimate objects as far as autographs and stuff. But a picture is something you can have forever, you know what I mean? So she enjoys the picture aspects of it. And I personally like making the autographs myself. Because I make the photos myself for them to sign. And then, like I said, I also give them a copy of it. But in addition to that, I also try to get the picture with them, too, because I like to kind of – I remember this when. You know what I mean? I was here then. So, and then, of course, the last day, you have to get your picture with Dave Hagen, you know, because that's just something I always do anyway. That's like
I just think you get better interaction with the autograph. I think that's it. I think you get to talk to them. You get to speak and say hey and say hi to them. I think
you
the interaction's a little bit better.
I agree with you. I prefer having that moment to, you know, tell the person thank you for inspiring. I mean, I make films. I've wrestled. I've done in the entertainment world. But I wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for people inspiring me to do that. You know what I mean? People like, you know, people who are already there. People like the Ernie Hudsons, who I watched as a Ghostbuster back in the day. I thought he was funny because he was the guy who came in and Ghostbuster. He was like the realistic, like, man's man, like, yeah, whatever, kind of a guy. And then at the end, he turned out to be, you know, one of the anchors of the whole movie. I love that movie, by the way. You know that out of the whole family, my son works in a movie theater. He didn't even see it. I'm the only one out of my whole family to see the Ghostbusters movie. I was very sad for them.
Well,
because that was a great movie.
If you ever want to, you can always borrow my copy. I have it on Blu-ray. So.
Well, there you go. Oh, well, we might have to make
I said this before, and, I remember when I heard about the new Ghostbusters, I made the promise. I said, this will be the first thing I go back to the movie theaters and see.
Yeah,
so that was
a
big deal for me.
Sure. I've always enjoyed Ghostbusters. So if they were, I mean, I famously told people, and it's true, I saw Ghostbusters 2 8 times in the movie theater when it was out. A lot of people like, 8 times in the movie theater? I said, listen, you don't understand. This is Ghostbusters 2. And a lot of people, you know, were like, why would you see the same movie 8 times? I said, did you see it?
Yeah,
I didn't get to see the first one 8 times in the theater, just once.
Yeah.
I was lucky to do that, you know?
I saw the first one like 2 or 3 times. I saw the second one about the same number of times. But we all have movies like that. I remember, it's like people look at me askew and I sit there and say, I remember I saw the original Young Guns.
Oh,
which was the Emilio Estevez, Western with his brother Charlie Sheen. Yeah. I saw that in the theater. maybe 9 times. But
sure.
What had happened was is that I was about to go join the Air Force.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I was getting ready for basic training. So every time I got nervous, go to the movies. And
yeah,
the only movie
sense.
That was going out as out at the time that really was like I thought was well enough to see was Young Guns. So I kept going back to see Young Guns.
And it got
and
you through
I
it.
I was like, then, yeah, how it got, yeah. The last month, my last month of being a civilian, I spent that watching Young Guns. Like
you go.
I was going 3, I was like the last 2 months because I was graduating from high school. They had this big party for me, so I had all this money. I wanted to spend it all before I left because I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
18, of course, I didn't have a brain then, so.
Yeah, right.
No,
we didn't
bank
know how to
account,
plan yet. We didn't
account,
have families.
Like that. Yeah,
we didn't have
yeah.
a wife and kids yet.
So I just, yeah, so I just went out and I just went out. I remember I went to bookstores, I went to video stores, and I went to the movies a lot.
There you go. Sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
Why not? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great thing, you know? It's great stuff,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
So now what time are you leaving to go down to Monster Mania on Thursday? Because we're doing something a little different. We're being kind of risky here this year. We're doing something different because we're tired of all the fiascos. I'm hoping it works out because we've never tried it before, but I've looked at it, I've talked to other people
okay.
about it. It doesn't sound that
Let
difficult.
Let me ask you, what is your experiment that you're going to try out?
Well, this is fun. So we got the bright idea because my son loves trains anyway. We decided we're going to take the train down this year because we feel like in the end it's going to be cheaper in the long run because if you take away the tolls, the stopping for you know, the whatever.
The gas and whatnot.
The gas and everything else, the meals on the way down there. And rather than – me personally, I'll be honest with you, I don't mind driving it down there at all. I don't even bat an eyelash at it. I've been down there so many times. I don't mind it either. I get to make fun of everyone on the road.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know a lot of people don't like that aspect of it. But on the same thing, I look at all the logistics of it. You take away all of the, you know, the various tolls, the stopping for food, gas, and whatnot. And ultimately, you know, if you can get a cheap enough ticket, it's the same price. And we have the train station not far away. You just jump on the train down. The issue I had was one of the plans we were going to do kind of fell through on my end. So my wife and my son got their tickets already, like, you know, we were supposed to. So I'm going to be getting my ticket now because I got to wait because you know how it goes. We have to, you know, plan ahead.
Yeah.
Because a person who was supposed to be going down with us, he decided he's going to go with his brother instead now instead of going on the train like he originally planned on because they had a, you know, buy one, get one sale, which would have been fine. But now it's too late for that. So now I got to pay for the train. So I'm going on the train. They're going on the train. We're taking the train down for the first time. I'm just, you know, got to get my ticket still, but I'll get there. We know that, you know,
I've
been done no time.
I've never tried that. I've always driven. We'll probably leave between 9 and 10 o'clock because right around that time, the rush hour has stopped up here. And then by the time I get to New Jersey, I'm usually getting off the highway just as the rush hour is starting. The go-home rush hour is starting down there. So it usually works out really well. I can usually do the trip in about 6 hours. So
yeah, that's if you stop. Now, do you stop on the way down, or do you guys just go all the way through?
Yeah, we stop at – we stop because I won't drive over the GW, you know, in New York City.
Okay.
I avoid New York City like the plague.
Yeah, I know
so
how that goes.
I go over the path – I go over the Tappan Zee.
Oh, okay.
I go over the Tappan Zee Bridge, and then I go down the Garden State Parkway for about half of the Jersey Turnpike, which takes half the tolls off the Jersey Turnpike because the Garden State has, like, sections. You have to pay, like, $1.50, you know, X amount of 10, 15 miles.
Right.
So I usually hit one or two of those. It's $3. Then I get on the New Jersey Turnpike. I usually spend about $7 on that.
Right, and then you pay to get off
across.
That. Mm-hmm.
Then I go, then, yeah, because you pay when you get off the turnpike, and then that's it. You're done. Coming back, the only thing, the only added attraction is that they charge you leaving New Jersey on the Tappan Zee going into New York, which I never quite understood. I'm like, why? I would do the other way around because people less likely want to go to New York rather than go to New Jersey. But
right.
That's
yeah,
just
right.
me. I know, that's just my opinion.
What's
you know,
also
if I had
funny
to choose between living in the two states,
right.
if I had to choose between living in the two states, I probably, and I had to live like near the New York City area, I probably would choose Jersey.
yeah, I would agree with you on that one. I'd rather be Jersey myself. The only thing good about going through the New York City, which is nothing good about going through New York City, let's just stay in New York City for something else, but is you know, the trick I always found was if you're there, you're stuck in traffic, you start making fun of the other people in the stuck in the traffic with, it actually moves for some reason. That's a tip I have for you. Depends on how creative you can get. Everyone else in the car is dying in laughter, and then for some reason the car moves. I don't know why that is. The other thing is, the funny part about the GW is now, they don't really charge you going from Massachusetts into New York anymore.
They don't tell you going
but
into New Jersey.
Back, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot. It's not like, I think I remember driving over that thing last August, and I went down. I was like, I didn't have to pay anything going down, but then coming back, they charged like, I'm going to say it's like $8 to $10 or maybe even $14 they charged me coming back across. I was like, this is obscene, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it took like 2 hours to get over the bridge. So I'm like, I'm never doing it. That's on a Sunday. I'm like, I am never doing this. Yeah. You know, because like when I went to Virginia, I would leave at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had no problems because nobody's stupid enough to be like me and be up at that hour. So I would drive down and I'd blaze all the way down. And I'm on, it's like by 9 o'clock, I'm at the last rest area on the Jersey Turnpike. The problem with the Virginia show is I pay a fortune in tolls because I'm on the entire turnpike. And but then coming back, it was a nightmare. I was like, I'm never doing this again. I'm like, I'm going to do my Monster Mania route on the way back when I hit New Jersey. I'm going to get off the turnpike, go up the Garden State, go over the Tappan Zee, go up and cut through 84 through Connecticut. I am never doing this again. Because I think I did the trip down to Virginia in like a little under 11 hours.
Wow.
And coming back, it took me almost 14.
Oh,
never again. Uh-oh. Yeah, it was horrible because it was just traffic after traffic. You just didn't get away from it. When you're on 95, it was just
Interstate 95.
You were just, there was no getting away from it. There was no getting away from it.
Sure.
You know, the way I take it now, I don't even touch 95. I'm just going to do my Monster Mania route, and then just jump back on when I hit Maryland and stuff. You know, why not?
Smart. Yeah, we're going to take the train down there this time. We're doing an experiment to see how this works.
Yeah, where's the station at? What station you got?
The station goes to Philadelphia, but what happens is they have a shuttle that goes from there to the hotel. Because they have the shuttle that goes from the airport. So I said, why don't we just take the shuttle from the train station like everyone else does who does that. Like, you know, that's how the guests get that for the most part. They take the train and take the shuttle over. I said, why don't we just do that? That would be just, say, you know, the thing. Now, of course, we're also planning ahead because you have to plan for A, B, and Z. So we're taking the train down. Plan A is how we get the, you know, the shuttle like we're supposed to. Plan B is we Uber it. It's not too far away from there. So, you know, we'll just take the Uber over there if we have to. But for the most part, they have the shuttle that takes you right there. Why not? And the other thing is, like I said, we save on tolls, gas, whatever else, because there's also food on the train if we really get hungry, if we don't, you know, bring stuff, which we always do anyway. You know, none of us have to worry about, you know, stretching or whatever, being cramped in a little car altogether because we have this big old train, you know. And my son likes trains anyway. We take the train a lot. I mean, I'm from Boston. I'm very familiar with taking a train. You know what I mean? You know how it goes. Did I lose you? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Well, I guess we lost Tim. Sorry, Tim. I don't know what happened. Anyway. Oh, there you are. Are you there now?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I lost you for a second there. Did you go in the GW bridge?
Not quite. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. It happens. No worries. I was talking to you, then all of a sudden, like, you went dead. I said, wait a minute, did he fall asleep? Which I can see happening.
No.
That's always fun when that happens.
No. My wife and son are sleeping right now, and I'm on the front porch talking to you, so.
Oh, I know how that goes. Oh, it's nice to have a front porch like that. Yeah, but we were taking the train down for an experiment this time, see how that goes. My guess is we'll be down there quicker than we normally would. But I've never taken the train that far, by the way. But I come from Boston, so I'm very familiar with trains. You know what I mean? Trains don't bother me. It's part of our culture, living from Boston.
Yeah.
You know,
I take a train every day when I go to work.
Of course. Only a fool drives into Boston. Anyone who's from Boston or from the area knows not to drive in Boston. I mean, unless you really, really need to, which, I don't recommend it. It's easier to take a train. Or park at a train station at the very least and then take the train. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, like, my son and I were going to the Celtics game Thursday this week, which, you know, he's getting into basketball now. So we're going to the Celtics game on Thursday. We're taking the train. Why are we going to be crazy enough to take a driving in? That's crazy.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, exactly. You don't drive to the garden.
Unless
you want to drop like $50 in parking, you know.
Yeah,
you can get there relatively easily. You can get there relatively easy, but you're going to end up dropping like $40 minimum for parking.
If you can find a spot.
If you can find a lot with a spot open.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Good luck on a Celtic.
Exactly. Yeah.
In the garden.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're going to take the train in like normal, and we're going to take the train down there for once and see how it goes. My guess is, I mean, I can't imagine it being longer than driving down. In fact, I think it would be quicker. It's a train, but, I mean, there's no red lights. There's no traffic. I'm sure they have stops, but outside of those stops, and there's a Larry Lee's, you know, it's a train. What are they going to do? You know, I don't have to worry about it. I'll get there eventually. But, again, we leave early and have that time to prepare, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Now, I'm going to be doing something different because now that I'm working for Monster Mania, March is my first inaugural show I'm going to be working at. Going forward from there, I got August. And, it's funny. I think we talked before. You know that I've never been to the Maryland show in all my years going to the Monster Mania?
Oh,
is that fun?
That's, I used to go to Hunt Valley back before Dave was in Hunt Valley.
Right.
So that used to be I used to love that. That was a great hotel. It was a great area.
People still like that show, apparently. No, go ahead.
I've been to a couple of the only ones. The reason why I stopped going was Terrible Dealer's Room. There's just the dealer's room used to be horrible. I'm assuming that they've gotten better because, he's gotten more – because there's really nowhere else for the other dealers to go. But, it used to be – that was my one gripe was that, I loved Hunt Valley.
Right.
You know, because it's not like the rest of Maryland. Maryland can be kind of an armpit, especially when you get near Washington, D.C.
Oh,
but when you're in Hunt Valley is right up near Delaware, and it's really a nice area.
Yeah, I've never been. So, of course, the one Monster Mania I go to, I'm working it now. That's kind of funny how that works. but you know, it is what it is. I'm kind of glad to be, like I said, I'm glad to help out and stuff like that and whatever else. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have all that. That's how I work. The minute I found out I was going to be working for them, I immediately started booking everything. The only one I haven't booked yet is the Oaks, Pennsylvania, because no one has told me, like, where exactly. Because it's a, as I said, it's a convention hall, the event. And I'm not from Oaks, Pennsylvania. I'm a Boston guy. So I am not familiar with Oaks, Pennsylvania. In fact, I'll be honest with you.
Same here.
Until recently, I never even heard of Oaks, Pennsylvania. Of course,
I can tell you Philadelphia.
Yeah, I can tell you that. I've been to Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia, I've been to Philadelphia and Gettysburg, and that's the only two places I've been to in Pennsylvania. You know?
Yeah. That's I went to Philadelphia for my ECW days back. That's how long ago it was.
Oh,
I was work the two time. It was in my contract twice a year. I had to be on ECW TV twice a year down there in Philadelphia, out of the old school ECW arena, which is in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That was my only time. And guess what? Back then I didn't drive yet, so my old trainer drove us down. So that's how long ago it was. But I've never even heard of Oaks, Pennsylvania, so I'm trying to find out what hotels are near there because I got to book that next. It's the only one I haven't booked yet because I don't know what is associated there. But But hey,
it's
Tim, we're
be close
looking,
to
we're looking forward to it though. We're, you know, we're going
to
be seeing you there in the lobby.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll be there. Like I said, we're going to get there Sunday. We'll get there Sunday night. Thursday night. Excuse me. And then, you know, probably actually more like late Thursday afternoon. I'll probably, it's like, you know, we'll probably be there by like, I'd say between 3 and 4 o'clock we'll get there. And then,
we'll
like I said, you know, we'll just hang out.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
My guess is we'll
grab
probably be around the same time.
And then spend the night hanging.
Yeah. Now, did you guys want to get dinner together or do you guys want to do your own dinner? Then
absolutely.
We get together.
No, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
I know that was usually our customary thing. We'd get together and, you know, have a bite beforehand. You know,
I got a couple of my friends coming down from New Hampshire too, and they're all supposed to get there on Thursday as well. So figure
we'll
all meet up
smart,
and have dinner together.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's,
I tell people it's like,
crew,
no, don't go on a Friday.
Yeah. Don't be stupid,
it's
right?
Like, yeah,
don't waste your time.
Exactly.
It'll be
it's
crazy.
Like you'll be lucky to find a spot in somebody else's parking lot.
Yeah, right. Now let me ask you this, when are you checking out?
Sunday. We usually leave like Sunday, early Sunday, like around 11-ish, 12-ish.
Right.
Depends.
Depends if we're actually
going to do something on Sunday at the con. It's one of those situations. It's like, okay, am I going to get up and am I going to go and do anything at the show for the at the convention? Am I going to try to get anybody else? Am I going to, you know, otherwise I'll do like a sweep, kind of do like a walk through, say hey to the dealers I know, and then hit the road. But if we're going to actually do something, like back in the day, remember when you used to have the Q&As on Sunday? So sometimes I used to hang around for those.
Right.
Yeah. Now they're all on Saturday because he knows that most people, they leave early on Sunday.
Sadly, yeah. Especially not just the people, but also the guests and stuff, like
the
celebrities do when they can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me just give you this little tip because I found this easy last time. Another friend of mine, another one of our regular WrestleMania crew gave me this tip, and I actually tried it in August. We actually tried this in August. It actually works out really well, too, because we talked about the traffic being crazy there on a Sunday or whatever. We found we go down Thursday like always, but what we do it now is we leave on Monday instead. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
you know, it's easier getting out of, first of all, checking out the
breeze,
no issues finding anything, and everyone else is already gone for the little spot.
Yeah.
So it was a breeze,
the
and there was no traffic.
Yeah, the only thing is that my son has school on Monday.
Right,
so
no, I get that.
I have to get him back. So that's not an option. Like when that's what I'm doing when I go to Virginia this year.
Sure.
I'm going to be spending the Sunday there because I'm going to leave. I'm going to do my 3 a.m. departure from Virginia.
So
I can try to make the best time possible getting the heck out of there and getting home. So I'm going to do it on a Monday morning.
Right.
You know,
right.
Rather
smart.
Than.
It's smart. Well, when he gets older, something to work doing. Because I know that's what we're doing. And actually, with that crew, my daughter actually has to work. She actually got promoted at her at another donut shop. My daughter is a very hard
Congratulations.
Worker. I know, right? She works at one coffee shop, got promoted at the other, so she's doing that. So, unfortunately, she won't be able to join us this year.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. But my son will be there and my wife, so I know they're looking forward to seeing you guys and stuff. And
Yeah.
You know, while I'm working, it's like that'd be nice to have some familiar people around, you know, and people she actually gets along with, you know. And my son, too. My son, you know, my son keep everyone in mind, too. No, just kidding. He actually works in a movie theater now, so he's paying it forward.
Good. That's good for him. You know what?
Traveling on my
man, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. Just put your best. Just do your best at it. You know,
right.
Titles.
Step in the right
titles are meaningless. If you get some, if you like your job, do the best you can at your job. Doesn't matter what your job. Doesn't matter what the job is.
Right.
You know.
Not to mention the fact that he's going to be studying video game design. So that's something he's interested in. That's what he's going. I mean, he's already done with high school, so. You know, he wants to study that and work. You know what? Who are we? You know, the times have changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
Yeah,
he wants to do that. Let him.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with it at all.
I always say
just,
that people should do whatever they do that makes them happy. You know, because otherwise you're going to get stuck in a career that you're going to dread and support.
You're
going to
hate it. Yeah. Exactly. You know. Hey,
so,
you know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't love my job. I love the paycheck.
Right,
it pays
that's what
really
it is.
Well, what I do for a living, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm kind of like, I sit there and say, hey, I'm a merc. You know, I'll do. You pay me, I'll do anything. You know, that's my. You pay me. You pay me my salary. You pay me my rates that I want, and I'll do anything for you. I don't care if it's washing dishes or prepping legal documents. I don't care what the heck it is. So
yeah,
I mean, that's kind of. But it's like if you can do something you're passionate about, that's awesome.
Sure.
I tell anyone, you get out there and you do what you have to do. That's how the people were going to go see a Monster Mania.
Right.
That's what they did. They did. They
that's
bucked
exactly
the trend,
right.
And they did the stuff. They did the stuff that they're passionate about, which is being an actor or an actress. And now look at them. We're going to go there, shack out $40, $60, $80 to get their autograph and take a picture with them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a big deal.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Is.
And that's why I'll tell people, like I said, I'll be the town crier. Hear me, Quasimodo with the bells, man, telling you, it's like, if you can do something you love doing and you get paid for it, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% agree with you. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike. And great movie taste.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of movies, I know we're getting wrapped. We can still get like 30 minutes or whatever. But anyway, I just had a question. So, what movies are you looking forward to coming forward, like in the current days? Are there movies you're looking forward to seeing? Do you watch movie trailers?
Yeah, I do. There was a couple. I like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And I'm saying he's going to be playing Black Adam. He's going to be playing the Black Adam, who's a supervillain from the DC universe. And
I'm glad someone else knows
Shazam.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was a kid. That's what I used to be. My life was comic books when I was a kid.
Me too.
He was Shazam's number one. He's like Shazam, as I said, he's Shazam's Joker. He's his villain.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to seeing this because, you don't see a lot of. I mean, I love James Gunn's take on the Suicide Squad. I thought that was brilliant.
Right.
And Peacemaker, this TV series, was just an extension of how brilliant it was because they
took one
of the characters. I loved it. John Cena has found his role in acting.
Now, let me ask you this.
A few roles I kind of like. He's not that good at this acting bit, but man, he hit a home run with Peacemaker. He found his thing.
So we have a debate in this house because I'm someone that I don't need to sit through the introduction and stuff like that. My wife makes me sit through the introduction of the show. What about you guys? You guys watch the intro? Or do you skip
every
it?
Episode? I watch the intro. That's pure James Gunn, man. Hollywood is lucky to have a James Gunn. I'm sorry. Anyone who does that to his cast, making him do a coordinated dance number to introduce the television series, I was like, that was so freaking brilliant. I'm like, you cannot, you know, say how amazing that his mind is. I'll say, James Gunn is one of those guys I would love to meet. And I said before, I remember saying this years and years and years and years ago when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. I said, people better look out. I said, a trauma guy just had the number one movie box office movie of the year. I was like, a trauma guy, guy who used to doctor scripts for Lloyd Kaufman and directed. He co-wrote Romeo and Juliet.
Right. you talk about trauma. That's crazy. It's amazing how many brilliant minds came from there. A lot of people don't even know that.
That's like Roger Corman. Look at Roger Corman, his studio, New World. He had Joe Dante. He had James Cameron. James Cameron was the assistant director of Terror. Galaxy of Terror.
Right.
I was just like, oh, my God. He shot the scene if you see the film, Sid Haig's in it. And of course, Sid Haig dies in it because that's what Sid Haig does in the movie.
Right.
You get Sid Haig, you're going to kill him. You know, that's kind of what
Bill
he did
Mosley
in the
too.
70s and 80s.
Same thing. Yeah. Him and Bill Mosley.
Mosley is another one. If you had Bill Mosley in your film, there's a really good chance he was going to get killed in it. But the thing was, is I remember he directed the scene where Sid Haig dies in Galaxy of Terror.
Right.
That was first crack. The guy who did Aliens, Avatar, The Abyss.
Yep.
His first directorial thing was working for Roger Corman because Corman, it's like, I understood the reason why he did it. These guys were cheap. Joe Dante was cheap. These guys, because they were coming right out of film school.
Right.
So he didn't have to pay them. He didn't have to pay them jack. But he made so much. You got so many great directors. And the same thing with Troma. How many great actors and directors do we know today came through Troma?
I remember the first Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, and Lloyd Kaufman. How did he come? Oh, he was one of the ADs on the original Rocky.
Right.
The scene where Stallone as Rocky is like he does the running scene when he runs up to the top of the stairs and he runs all the way through Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Kaufman shot that.
Of course he did.
And he shot all of it without permits. Not one
of course
permit.
He did. Right, that's him.
And Sylvester Stallone point blank sat there and said, I had no idea how we were saving so much money, and then I realized Lloyd wasn't getting permits for anything. He was just like, let's go, shoot, and get the hell out. And he was always in a rush to get the hell out of certain locations. Those are the places I figured out, we don't have a permit to be here, do we? You know?
but he loved it, though.
He loved it. Yeah. But those are the guys that created kind of like the modern sci-fi and horror directors we have today.
Right.
Without Lloyd Kaufman, without Roger Corman, I don't think we'd have that right now.
You wouldn't. And brilliant minds come from, I mean, Troma alone. I actually have been telling Dave for a while we should have a Troma reunion because there's a lot of amazing people who have been making the rounds. Like, for example, two minds from a little place called South Park, Colorado, which I don't think is an actual place.
Oh, yeah.
Minds of South Park came from Trauma.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
No. They were never in front of the cameras. They were behind the scenes guys.
Right.
And that's the thing. They learned. No.
Right.
But the thing is they learned the business.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Right.
They learned it from a genius, and my God, you look at them now. The most successful adult cartoon in the history of the genre is South Park.
They are notorious, they're infamous, they're racy, and they're successful. That's a lot of people like to say. People want to hate on all they want, but yeah. they're successful, and they've outlived uh-huh. everybody, and they're continuing to outlive yep. everyone. And yep. you look at
all
where they
critics,
came from.
All the critics
trauma.
Are left behind in the dust. Yeah, and that's the thing. You look at James Gunn. You look at, oh, God, it's his ex-wife that's with, she was in The Office. She was,
right.
a, coma, she was a coma girl. She, you know?
Right.
First movie James Gunn ever did that he did, he wrote and directed with her, Jenna Fischer. And they did the game. It was called Lolly Love.
Right.
Which was, this was their, there was this, this, their way to solve world hunger was to put positive, uplifting messages in lollipops and then pass them out to the homeless.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I kid
trauma.
You not, that was the concept of the entire movie. And yeah, Boyd was like, sounds great, do it. You know?
Yep.
He handed James Gunn a you know, a bag of cash and said, here you go, dude, shoot it. Let
yeah,
me see when
right.
you get a finished product. And he never, I mean, it's one of the things I remember hearing James Gunn say, that he never interfered. He never shoved,
yeah.
hey, what are you doing with my money? He
yeah.
never got in the way of it. He let
yep.
James shoot his movie, and then
yep.
he put it out the way James wanted to.
Exactly. And then you look at guys like James Gunn, one of the most successful directors of modern time. And then you look
uh-huh.
at South Park. I mean, looking at South Park, yeah, they're successful on television. They also won Tony Awards in Broadway.
Yeah.
Who would expect that
yeah.
from a guy from Troma, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
how crazy it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing, too.
I
awesome.
Swear to God, any day now, I think they're going to pass some kind of rule that says if you work for Kaufman or Corman, well, you're not going to be able to get an award.
Yeah, right.
So, I'll never forget
I
it.
Actually
like,
hope
I remember,
he's going to be there. I hope he's there. I haven't seen Lloyd in forever.
I don't know, Lloyd. There's a guy who always runs his table, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's a really big guy. I'm hoping he's there because I've gotten really he's a really cool guy. And we've always been real friendly.
There. I love those. I love the guys from Troma. I
yeah.
always have to stop by see them because
yeah, yeah.
just
I always get
tickets
from Troma.
Lloyd
I always buy.
Is
I always buy
ticket. I do
yeah.
too.
Oh God, Lloyd has got more energy, and he's like he's. I wouldn't be surprised if I found he's twice if he was twice my age. He's got more energy than I had when I was my son's age. So
yeah,
it's just like holy crap, where did he get it from? You know?
Yeah, he's incredible. He's always whenever I ask them, hey, where is Lloyd? He's like, oh, he's working on some movie somewhere. I'm like,
yeah,
of course he
yeah,
is.
He's, yeah,
but
he's
he is.
Always
that's
doing
good
that.
For him, though. Yeah, good for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Lloyd, but I like a lot of those guys. Actually, it's funny. A lot of the
yeah.
dealers who are going to be there, how we talking about all these guests we're going to be seeing, even the vendors
yeah.
who are there all the time. There's two actually
yeah.
that are I'm going to be talking to this year actually. Who, one of them? Oh, you should go check them out. They're Dead Sled Coffee. I don't know if you drink coffee. Fantastic coffee, by the way. They kind of made their. I don't know if they've been there before, but they were there in August. They have like customary
okay.
like coffee brands based on horror
oh.
things. Amazing.
Okay.
coffee.
I'm not a coffee
go check
guy, but my wife is. So. My
and
wife's a coffee gal. I'm not a coffee guy. I never got into coffee. I could never get past the taste. I never enjoyed the taste of it.
This one you might. They have
you
a
know?
Bill Moseley flavored coffee, and they have an Elvira
oh
flavored coffee. I know, right? Freddy Krueger version of Friday the 13th.
Oh my God.
But in general, they had some good ones, and actually they're going to be there. But also,
cool.
if you like tea, Brutalities is going to be there too. They're really good too. They've
oh,
been
okay.
there before. And,
okay, yeah, I think I've seen them before.
Yeah, I'm actually excited. They're actually going to be guests on the show eventually, too, because, you know, I'm a guy who I run on caffeine. Caffeine saved lives in my house. All the clownfish in the world, caffeine saved plenty of people,
oh, yeah.
trust me. Without caffeine, I'm not so nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, just kidding. But those guys are awesome. So if you get a chance, go say hello and tell them I said hello.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But, yeah, but we're looking forward to seeing you guys. It's been a little while. And
oh, yeah,
Tim, how is Tim and Tony ready for this? Are they excited?
Oh, yeah, super excited. So my son and I, we watch a lot of, like, YouTube and stuff together. There's a wrestler from AEW called Ethan Page.
I know
he does these things. He's an avid toy collector. He has videos where he calls them his toy hunts. So Tommy is super excited because he and Daddy Daddy, and he spoke, and I said, yo, we're going to go when we go to Monster Mania Friday, because I get in early, and since you don't get a ticket, you can go with me and go into the show early. We're going to go on a toy hunt. We're going to toy hunt at Monster Mania. So
oh,
he was
man.
Super thrilled.
Oh,
he's
man.
Super thrilled about that. Yeah,
that'd
he's
be fun.
Super psyched about it. Because like I said, when I get my tickets, I get the early hour on Friday and Saturday because I like to get in there so I can hit the dealer's room. Yeah.
Smart. My son did the same thing. You know, my son bought his own ticket. I'm raising my kids right, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was actually, this is how cheesy I am as a dad. My son, he was working since last year. In August, he used his work money to buy his own Monster Mania T-shirt. And I was like, oh, I'm taking a picture of that. Good for you. But, you know, I don't think everyone else thought it was as cool as I did, but I thought it was awesome. So at least we're good dads raising our kids right.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys watch our YouTube show since you're on YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have been watching our shows on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, when I can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I keep my eyes peeled.
Okay.
Sometimes he's kind of like he watches his son the stuff he likes to watch, you know. He
yeah,
doesn't
I know how
watch
that goes.
All of daddy's stuff. You know, he'll watch stuff like, oh, I want to watch this show and I want to watch that show, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, he has his favorites. There's this guy called Unspeakable who does like games and stuff like that he likes to play, and so he likes to watch his stuff. So. Yeah,
I know a few of those guys. I got Minty as a friend of mine. I know Minty. Minty's on a roster. Minty does the top 10 list. You ever watch him? He's from Australia, as far as YouTube goes.
Okay, I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, he does a lot of, like, top 10 lists of movies things you didn't know about certain movies. He does a lot of horror stuff. You might get a kick out of some of the stuff.
Oh, okay.
And actually,
I'll keep an eye up.
Yeah, he's Australian, so you got to get past the accent. But he's cool. I don't mind it. I'm used to it.
Wow.
But
yeah, I know plenty of people from Australia, so.
Yeah, a lot of fun people. A lot of people all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
a good time.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see you on Thursday. Now, you said you're going to be there around the 3-ish, 4-ish, and you're going to be at Cherry Hill.
3-ish, 4-ish, we'll be getting in. Yeah, Cherry Hill, we'll be at the Crown. Well, actually, no, it's the Cherry Hill Hotel. I'm sorry, it's no longer the Crown Plaza.
Oh, I know. I know. They changed the name. That's all exciting, isn't it? It's fun.
Oh, yeah, because it's always kind of like, at least it's interesting because they're not another chain.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, so they've kind of gone independent. That's interesting. I'm like, that's either they chose to do that or the chain they were part of dropped them because they couldn't. They were just like, yeah, they're coming back or something. And,
right.
You know,
almost makes you sort of worry, but you're not. You know, I'm wondering how much has changed.
No, because
I'll tell you what's crazy. We went there in August, and that was our first time in 2 years or so. The same waitresses, the same hotelmen, the same doormen, the same bellhops are all still there.
Yep.
It's like I said, it really is the unofficial family reunion.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
There's like I said, the waitresses, they know my son. They're like, oh, my God, he's gotten so big.
Yep. When do they see him this year?
Scary.
It's been 3 years since the last time.
I know. He's the giant now. He's the little giant now. He's like I said, he's
taller
than
me by now. Oh man!
He's up to my stomach and stuff, man. He's getting up there. That kid's shooting up like he's sprouting up like a beanpole, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, let me tell you, my kid's that way too. Look at him now. Now he's half an inch taller than him to me. Don't tell him I told you that. I don't admit to that. Not to him.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's I expect that. I expect that in the next 10 years he's going to come past me.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually fortunate.
Mom,
my son just turned. Yeah, my son just turned 19, so I'm hoping he's done. So, but he's still taller than me anyway. But I don't like him.
I don't know, man. I don't think I stopped growing until I was in my 20s. Because I remember I'm sorry, dude. I'm just telling you. I think I was 22, and it's like when they did and I was in the service and they were doing like a physical. They're like, Jesus, man, you went up half an inch in the last 2 years. I was like, what?
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, no. It's like I'm not doing growth spurts anymore. I'm like 22. They're like, you're 5'10" and a half. You were 5'10" when you joined. I was like,
oh, man.
Holy shit.
Good for you. No, that's cool. You know, at least if someone's going to be taller than me, I'm glad it's my own son, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
At least my daughter listens. I don't know why that is. The girls listen. At least the girls listen. I don't know. My daughter listens anyway. She's going to be 21 in July to make me feel even older.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
I know. It's always, anyway. It's always like you see them and they're little kids. They're like, I think, you know, cripes, I met your son. I think he was like 14 or something. And I'm like, God almighty.
First back in the day, he was probably, what, 11 maybe. I don't know. I lost track.
I don't know.
That was probably, he was so young, he didn't know who Robert Englund was because that was the one that, his first Monster Mania, Robert Englund sat with us at the table and he didn't know who Robert Englund was. And because it was a crowded day at the, you know how it is in that restaurant. There was no tables. Me and him were sitting at the table by ourselves. We had two open complete slots, and England came in, and my son goes, "Why don't you just see if he wants
sit down
with us?" So he did, and he didn't know who he was.
Yeah, it happens.
But you know what's funny is today, but he was so young, he doesn't even remember that. I thought it was hysterical. That's one of those places people can't really, you know, wrap their heads around. It's like that particular moment, I mean, when you're sitting in the restaurant, you got six leather faces in one booth. You got, well, at that one we had, you know, what do we have? Batman and Robin in the other table behind us, Adam West and Adam West and Burt Ward, another table. I mean, all these people surrounded by, and no one can get that, you know?
Yeah.
Craziness.
You don't get that anywhere else.
Sad.
That's what makes it fun.
It does. Fun, indeed. Let me ask you this. Do you still watch The Walking Dead, or did you give up on it?
No, I stopped watching that. Oh, God. I stopped watching that years ago. I couldn't tell you the last season. They were in the prison. They had just gotten to the prison, and when I stopped watching it, they had just I'm trying to think. That might have been when they just because they killed Herschel. And
okay.
That's when I stopped watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, just like I got tired of it because it was just like it was like they were supposed to be forging their own path. I'm like, they're doing the exact same thing the comic book is, and the comic book stopped being fun. Kirkman's comic book stopped being fun for me. Kirkman's comic stopped being a fun for me for a while, so I had stopped reading the comic. So I just kind of was like, it's stupid was because I was having more fun watching The Talking Dead after The Walking Dead than was actually watching the actual Walking Dead. I'm like, this is dumb. I need to I need to walk away from this show.
See, I was, like everyone else in the world, I was watching The Walking Dead, and I read all the graphic novels and all the other stuff. And I took a break because at some point you're just like, you know what? It's not this, like certain things. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? To the point where my wife asked me, so how do you think this thing is going to end? Because, you know, this is the last season right now they're in now.
Yeah.
So my wife said, how do you think it's going to end? I said, you know what? Because they went so far off of the path of the graphic novel, I have no idea how they're going to end this stupid thing. Because
they'll
they went
kill everybody.
Too far. They should.
Yeah,
you know,
no problem.
Keep the world. Blow the world up. Because they went too far.
Kill.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense why.
Yeah,
I mean,
no problem. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, like I said, it got a great run.
It did. I mean, it
lasts
longer than Sons of Anarchy, so I'll take the feather in the cap on that one.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, it's just too bad because, you know, it just went way down. But it is what it is, you know, like any other fandom. There's always something else, though, that steps up, you know. There's always some other new show or some other new, you know, something, hopefully.
Yeah, there is. If you got Epics... If you got the channel Epix, there's a new show called From.
It's a town
that's been ice. Yeah, it's a town. Once you enter into like the limits of the town, you can never leave. And then there's these really dark monsters that live in the woods that come out when it's dark, and they just enjoy killing people. So
sounds like the Stranger Things, which I've never watched. Isn't that funny? I've never watched Stranger Things.
Not really. I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Have you watched it?
But there are times I didn't like it. Yeah. I mean, I watched it at times, but there have been times I didn't like it. You know, there's I wasn't a big fan of the last season.
Okay.
You know, I liked the I thought the first season was really good. I thought the second season was pretty good. I was not the biggest fan of the third season, especially the way they ended it. I thought it was kind of hokey and silly with the whole Soviet thing. I was just like, you know, I'm like, really? You know? But apparently, I guess this season's going to be their last season on Netflix.
That's what
so
I heard, yeah.
Should. Well, the kids are getting too damn big.
Yeah, yeah. That happens in age.
Look at the kids
in the
Ghostbusters.
I think they're also probably tired of it, you know? Yeah, that was Finn Wolfhard.
Because they're all becoming adults now. They're all adults. They don't want to play teenagers anymore.
And who blames
especially
them?
Especially because I'm like, how are you going to do this? Because you literally had like almost a 2.5 or 3 year gap between the third and fourth season.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, exactly. So, like, the girl who plays, what, the 11 or 7 or something like that, she just turned 21. And I'm like, how the hell are you going to cover that up? She's supposed to be like 13. And it's like, how the hell, or 14
luck.
Or something, how the hell are you going to cover up the fact she's 21 now? It's like, it's going to be kind of hard to, she's kind of grown into her, shall we say, her adult
womanhood.
Body, and it's kind of
right.
Like, she's
same
now a full-blown woman,
everybody else. Yeah,
and the guys are all full-blown men, so it's like, how the hell are you going, what the hell
the
are you going to do with that?
Exactly, that's what happens with those
They're
shows.
All adults now, so,
right.
You know.
I mean, but what I noticed about the Screen Actors Guild, for example, which, by the way, I'm excited that they added, you know, best work to that. Include any horror movies, though. I thought that was kind of dumb.
Yeah. Well, they never show respect to horror.
But at least they added the, you know, stunt work as part of a category, which I've never seen in any other award show. I'm hoping down the road when a good horror movie comes out, something will be nominated, like a Kane Hodder, who probably deserves it, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
They used to have the Saturn Awards that used to do that. They used to have the Saturn Awards used to recognize stunts, genre films, you know, action films. You know, so they used to have – I don't know whatever happened to the Saturn Awards, but they used to have – that used to be like the award show for like Robert Englund got an award from the Saturn Awards, you know?
That makes sense. Right. Exactly. That's where they need to be an Academy Award. Those people, they far been in the business longer than a lot of other people. They never do though.
Wes Craven summed it up best. The Hollywood elites look at horror as being just one tiny tick above pornography. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
But yet, they probably are more successful than any of the movies that they're jamming down people's throats.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, both. Like I said, it's the true story. I believe it still holds back. Maybe it's different now, but no horror movies ever lost money because they're so cheap to shoot. So even the horror movies that bombed, that hopelessly bombed, still turned profits for their studios. So that's why there was another Halloween after a movie like Halloween 6 completely bombed.
Right.
And it was like nobody
it's
went
still
to
Halloween.
See it. But guess what? It still turned a profit. It wasn't a big profit, but it still turned a profit. It made its money back plus made some money for the studio.
Exactly.
You know, that's the name of the game. So it's always been the most lucrative of all the genres. It's always been the most lucrative. Sci-fi loses money by the fistful because they're so expensive to shoot.
Right.
You know, the
wasting more money
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Superhero movies. How many superhero movies have been the superhero movies have been bombing lately?
Exactly.
No one's going to the theaters
because
they don't want to pay the money to go out because of COVID, and so they're losing money hand over fist.
Not to mention the fact, as far as money. Exactly. The other thing about the other cool thing is, like, people know who Michael Myers is. You know, I mean, he's almost a household name, a Kane Hodder, Freddy, Jason. Household name, Leatherface, who's coming back this year with a new Leatherface. A new Texas Chainsaw Massacre coming out this year.
It's a TV series, right?
I think it's a movie I saw.
It's a movie? Okay. I thought I was hearing some people somewhere saying it's like a Netflix is doing a series or something. I'm not a big Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy. I never was. Yeah. I've never been into torture films. That's never been my bag. You know,
yeah,
I've seen too
mind.
Much of
yeah.
the real thing in
sure.
you know, and back in my military days, I saw the real life, and trust me, it's a hell of a lot worse than anything the movies can do.
Yeah, it's true.
But
all too well.
At the same time, though, you know, so I don't get juiced up by watching those type of films. It's just not my bag.
Me neither. But I mean, it's nice. Yeah. Well, basically, the moral of the story is people know who those characters are. But with the superhero movies. When they start introducing these superheroes that no one's ever heard of, who don't read comic books anymore, let's face it, no one does. And then when you talk to someone about these superhero movies, they can only talk to you about whatever they've seen in the movies, which to me, it drives me nuts because I'm a comic book guy. Like when Black Adam was announced, like why are they making a movie about Black Adam off the rip? Like they're making it like he's a superhero.
Because
he's
Dwayne
not a
Johnson,
superhero.
No, but that's because Dwayne Johnson loves Black Adam. He loved reading Adam when he was growing up. So
sure.
he wanted
no, I get
to do
that.
A superhero. So DC was like, "You want to do Black Adam? F&A, brother, we'll give you. You get to do Black Adam." But you know, like the Marvel films that are doing movies like Shang-Chi and stuff like that. I know Shang-Chi because I used to read his comic, and I used to read the comic books with Power Man and Iron Fist and Moon Knight.
Exactly.
I used to read these guys' stuff.
Exactly.
I know who Mark Spector is. I know Mark Spector is Moon Knight. I know how that works. So,
right.
But the thing is, they're somewhat obscure Marvel characters. That's why the movies haven't been doing so well.
That's exactly it.
I mean,
Shang-Chi
did really well because it was like the Chinese community came out en masse to support it because he was a Chinese superhero.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, that's very true. And actually, for those of you, if you haven't seen the movie, it's actually a very good movie. I did not like the Eternals, but I loved Shang-Chi. I was really happy with what they did with Shang-Chi.
Definitely. Anyway, Tim, I just got the 90-second mark, so we're going to be wrapping things up. Thank you for joining us. And, hey, we look forward to seeing you on Thursday, and we'll see you down there in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, brother. Safe travels.
Yes, sir. 8 days, brother. We'll see you then.
See you then. Be safe, bud.
Bye.
It was good to have Tim. Thank you for joining me, Tim, and everyone else. I hope you guys learned a little bit about how we go about planning ahead of time. And thank you to everyone who participated. May all your dreams come true, everyone. Peace.